You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. A crowd estimated at more than 10,000 crowded the streets of Seneca Falls for the Women's March Saturday. WAER's Chris Bolt reports the people brought up many concerns but shared a unifying principle.
There were two big takeaways from being on the streets of the big protest march in Seneca Falls. One was the sheer size of the crowd, more on that later. The other, the many concerns people voiced or depicted in signs of rights they feel are threatened.
Because I believe that, especially as a woman in the times that we're living.
Sherry Treadwell came from Brockport.
We need to stand up for all of the injustices that we've endured over the generations, and it's time for us to stand up and be heard.
Treadwell added that as a teacher, she feels it's important to empower young people to get informed and speak up for their rights. Others felt like they just had to be there.
I'm a child of the 60s, and we need to reunite.
Christine Louster came from Clyde and has several concerns about threats from President Trump's policies to things important to her.
I'm most concerned about the environment. I'm very concerned about our immigration system. I don't know if he's paid attention, but it's an aging democracy that we have. And we actually need more immigration, not less. We need people that will be here to take care of us.
High school students Amber Renslow and Maggie Shira also echoed worries about the Trump administration, a theme in many of the speeches and signs carried throughout the march.
To choose a president who has no political experience,
exactly,
who's been abusing and manipulating women his whole life, was a bad move on the choice of the Electoral College.
And I think the scariest thing is that I'm in high school and I see boys that I go to school with and they're Trump supporters. And it's honestly so scary that thinking these are the men that are in my generation, these are the men that I would marry, that my sister could marry, and they're bigots.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
The march itself wound through back streets of the village onto Route 20 and back to the starting point. The crowd was so large, the first marchers had doubled back on a big group that had yet to even start the route. More addresses followed.
Racism and sexism and misogyny are alive in this country and around this world.
Juanita Perez Williams of Syracuse shared the prejudice she felt in her run for mayor.
But I want to make sure that my voice today is for all those women who would never have an opportunity to be in a room such as this because they're mopping floors, picking grapes, and they're in place.
She encouraged the crowd to pick a battlefield in a workplace, community, or in politics to stand up for women. Michelle Casey, president of the regional Planned Parenthood, urged people to understand the issues.
Work to destigmatize abortion. Understand why and who gets abortions. Shed your judgment. Lift up the importance of contraception. Push it into daily conversation. Listen to women, especially listen to women of color. Every barrier that we talk about is a bigger barrier for women of color.
Several groups of abortion foes took part, indicating pro-life women vote. For most of the 10,000-plus, despite the many issues, they shared a desire to stand up and speak out about rights they feel are being threatened in the current political climate. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more information, sound, and images of the Seneca Falls Women's March, go to our website, WAER.org.